My name is Camilla Hanke Noyles. So I'm a Hanke from Lower Sackville. I was born here. I was born in 1948. My father was born here, I believe, in 1902. My mother and father were married in 1942, and they moved into the house on the corner of Sackville Cross Road and Sackville Drive. So Sackville Drive and Sackville Cross. We called it Acadia Lane. We first called the little crossroad Schoolhouse Lane because at the end of it was the first schoolhouse in Lower Sackville, the small one, two-room one at the end, which my brother started school there. I went to school at Acadia. We went there till the end of grade 8. Then in grade 9, back then, we were bused to Sydney Stevens in Bedford. My brother, so I was born in 48. My brother Blair was born in 46. My brother Wayne was born in 44. Wayne actually went after Acadia. He went to, they were bused to Halifax West before Sydney Stevens was built. And then my sister was born in 56. So there were the four of us. I still live in Lower Sackville. I've never lived anywhere else. I'm the only one of the family that lives there. So my father, he was the youngest in his family with his mother, who was a heifler. So she was a heifler. She was Ella Maud. Actually, I'm not sure if it's Ella Maud or Maud Ella. But I think she went by Maud. And she had a twin sister, May. And May Heffler was married to Arthur Schultz. And Arthur Schultz is the guy that owned the land where Acadia Hall is, Acadia, the library is now Acadia School. And he gifted that all that land to Lower Sackville, to the community, for the hall and the school. I'm now a member of on the board of directors of Acadia Hall. Yes, my father was born in 1918 here in Sackville. His father came from England, I believe, in 1902. I think I said that right. They were granted land anywhere in the Commonwealth. So, and I may be able to get a picture of it that I could bring down to be scanned, but we have a plaque, a frame certificate where the King of England granted our great-grandfather land anywhere in the Commonwealth, and he chose Sackville. And evidently they came by train out to Beaverbank, to the crossroad there in Beaverbank where the train station was, and then they had wagons and stuff and brought all their furniture and everything to the house on the old Sackville Road. And then the land that was theirs was my grandfather, where he lived, that was then sold to Owens. And when the Owens had their farm back there. And two of my grandfather's sisters, Bertha Hanke and Mary Hanke, married brothers, Peveril. So Harry Peveril, the Peveril's over on the old Sackville Road. My mother was from Hammond's Plain. She was an Eisenhower, and she was a nurse. And often in the community, there would be things going on, and my mother would get called out. So we'd get phone calls at night, and she'd dig out her hat, her little uniform, and go and help someone. So she was always giving needles to someone or changing their dressing or helping out someone who was sick and doing things in the neighborhood. We grew up going to the Anglican Church on the old Sackville Road. My oldest brother is an Anglican minister, and he was the first person from that parish to become a minister, that, you know, since the parish was created. And it's, of course, a very old church. I'm sure you have all that information about St. John's Anglican Church. So Sackville, of course, when I was growing up, was you knew everybody. You knew everybody, and you, for example, we went to church and we sat in certain seats. That was our pew. They didn't have names on them or anything like that. But, you know, you always sat in the same one. And so the McMillan sat in front of us, and the Keefe's Cross sat across from, and the Harpel sat behind us, that sort of thing. It was that sort of community. And we were very, very close until the end of grade 8. And then when we were carried off to Bedford, we kind of all went separate ways and hung around with different people. One of the ladies from Saffold, Marjorie Lyons, who her last name now is Johns. She's Brad Johns' mother. She has started a Facebook page called Acadia Roll Call, and it's all the people from our grade 8. And we've gotten together last summer and this summer, so we're kind of connecting again with all the students that were in Acadia School in grade 8, which is the last year we would have gone to Acadia School. Anyway, Saffold back then, and still is, was a great place. It's a wonderful, I still live in Lower Saffold. I live on Cavendish, which is between First and Second Lake. We grew up on the Saffold Drive, and we would walk back to First Lake and go swimming quite often, and that's where we swam, and we would pick berries. I remember having to pick blueberries up on the hill before I was allowed to go swimming, and then you would pick blackberries down behind us between Arahos and the Saffold River. So we picked blackberries, but there was blueberries up on the hill where sort of the memorial gardens are now, where that graveyard was. I worked at Saffold Downs as a teenager. I was an usher at the grandstand. My father had racehorses, so we were sort of connected with that part of Saffold. Very involved, you know, in the church, in the community. My parents involved in homeschool, music festivals, doing all that sort of thing, putting them on. And sort of, it was, very different than it is now in Saffold, in that there was no such thing as a gym in our school, or there was a hockey team, but the boys had a hockey team and played other schools, but, you know, there was no organized sports for girls, which is very different than what it is today, of course, you know, that there's so many different schools. And my children went to school, Cavalier Drive, and then Saffold High. So, yeah, I've been here a long time, 69 years, and I have very fond memories of growing up in Saffold, a very healthy place to grow up. I remember when, and I'm sure you have all this information, but that actually Saffold did have segregated schools.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yes, no, there were segregated schools. So we went to Acadia School, and I remember, I think it was around grade 3, when the first black children were brought in. And they had their own school up here on Cobbegate Road. They had their own school. They had one on Cobbegate Road and one in Upper Saffold. And in the little Baptist church in, I guess it's Middle Saffold now. I'm not sure they changed Middle Saffold, Upper Saffold. The little one there, it's at the end of Old Saffold Road. The black people then had to sit up in the balcony. They weren't allowed to sit in the main part, and they weren't buried in the main graveyard. They have corrected that since and taken down the fence from where they were buried, but back then. But yes, it was a segregated school, and so when they did away with that, then they actually brought them up to our school. So that was, you know, even though there are blacks on Cobbegate Road and blacks in Upper Saffold, what we call Maroon Hill. And the reason it's called Maroon Hill, that part of the temple, is they are descended from the Maroons, blacks, which are from Jamaica. And my older brother, there's four in the family. Wayne was born, Wayne Blair, myself and Kathleen. After the Fultz lived here, the Bakers lived here. And they had enough gardens in the backyard back here that Blair worked for them in the summer as a gardener when he was in high school. And plus they had servants, and they had their own little quarters out back. You know, we don't think of Saffold as being sort of segregated, but it certainly was back then. So, yeah, so like I say, my father was, my family has been here since 1902. Well, of course, the way the changes are, the number of people, I mean, it's just gone huge, subdivision after subdivision after subdivision. And it has become a commuter community, so people don't stay that, you know, we work in Halifax. Where my father owned the garage across the street, Shells and Hankies, and his father was a farmer. I mean, they worked here. People worked in the community, and now, of course, you work in Halifax or you work in Dartmouth or you don't, you know, there's not as many people working in the community. Although I was lucky enough to find employment in the community, I worked at the Saffold Sports Stadium. And when I was growing up, when I was little, the Acadia Hall was a very central part of our community, and that's where we had our 1st of July picnics and where we had Christmas concerts, and it was certainly a well-used hall, and it is so nice to see that it's still being used and still there. When I drive through Nova Scotia and out in the countryside, I often come across these little community halls, and you realize there's no houses around here. What's happening in these halls? And of course, they are boarded up and not being used, so it's so wonderful that the Acadia Hall is still being used. When we were kids, we swam back in First Lake, and we skated just behind our house in what there's now Seaview Avenue is there. That flooded every year, and we swam there, and I mean, we skated there, and we skated up across from on the pond up by what we called the airplane canteen, up across from what was Dave's canteen. What I enjoy about the community today is that the wonderful green spaces that we have, First Lake Trail, Second Lake Trail, we have, you know, two beautiful lakes, and it's just, and it's a centrally located community. I really, really like it. The people who made the most impact on me growing up, besides their, you know, you had your minister, you had, there was Mr. Tufts was here the longest, when Reverend Tufts, when Carl Tufts, when I was growing up. And you had all your different teachers. Remember the Hamiltons, Mrs. Hamilton, and her children still live here. Shirley Hamilton lives right beside me now, and Rick lives here, so Rose lives here. A number of the Hamiltons still live here. And they, Mrs. Hamilton taught a school, at Acadia School. And Archie Fader was a big part of the community, and he had a store. And Blackburn, the Blackburns were a big part of the community, and they, of course, they had the store right beside my father's garage there. And we were all connected, the Schultzes, the Hankies, the Hefflers. The hardships now faced by our community, and I think, is the lack of community spirit, and I know you folks are working very, very hard. There's an awful lot of events going on. There was just a festival, a harvest festival last weekend at Acadia Hall in the background from the community, and there certainly is an effort going on to bring in the spirit and bring it back. I think it's more difficult when people are just moving into the community, and they may be in the services and know they won't be here that long, and then they move out or the children are moving, and it's harder to get that sense of community that we had back then, but then that may be just an older person. I think the old people always say it's not like it was. So, but there are certainly a lot of wonderful things for this community. And we were very lucky to have the Sackville Sports Stadium, to have the first arena, to have a rink, which was, you know, volunteers put that together, like District Recreation, putting that together and building the arena, and then going ahead and building a pool, to have a wonderful pool that we have. And, you know, now, of course, a lot of private gyms have come in, but pools are not something that private places build. You need the community behind that because, well, pools don't make money. So, yeah, that's... and our father lived here till he was 89. He just died in 2007, but he lived here all that time. Yeah, so it's been a wonderful community.